aware of whatever is happening for you in this moment, movement or stillness. Sensations, sound, thoughts, feelings. A relaxed, receptive quality with awareness is possible. With curiosity, like a naturalist in the midst of nature, curious about the happenings. No right or wrong to the happenings, just these happenings. And recognizing. Occasionally checking in to the relationship, the attitude, how we are with experience. Calm. Easeful, confused, bored, delighted, averse, if there is an attitude that is becomes available or clear, just recognizing that too as a happening. Key. Purpose of curiosity about the attitude is to expose unseen things that are happening, already happening, that haven't been recognized as happening. And as soon as it's seen as happening, it's just another experience. Object happening, in the present moment. Another creature burrowing up from the ground to poke its nose out and let itself be seen. Just receiving aware, it's like this. Just this. Gentle persistence of remembering awareness. That persistence can have different flavors. Different flavors of that will support us at different times. This persistence supporting a continuity of mindfulness, a stability of awareness. That stability of wise mindfulness being so powerful to cultivate, support the development of the wisdom that frees the mind. And continuity is supported by effort, a personal engagement. Let's say it calls personal effort, where we consciously connect with a light touch, what level of effort is helpful in this moment? It might be the reminding ourselves of the question of, is there awareness aware? And what is happening? What is obvious? And intentionality to connect to awareness and what awareness knows. Knowing the happenings, knowing the experience, sight, sound, body sensation, feeling. Mind state. And that reminding. Aware of what? At times, it can be helpful to remind ourselves more frequently, and at times, much less frequently. As we get familiar with the experience of awareness, recognizing that we are aware and what we are aware of. That familiarity helps us to recognize how much we need to remind ourselves, how frequently we need to make that intentional, explicit activity of connection, connecting to recognizing awareness. Are you aware? What is obvious? At times we can simply connect to awareness. Maybe a slightly lighter touch of effort. Just aware. It's awareness happening. And then allowing, having the familiarity with awareness doing its job of awaring and knowing what awareness is aware of. Just connecting to awareness itself, letting awareness do its job of knowing what is obvious. Are you aware? As there may be a little more momentum to the awareness, this effort is not so much about checking as it might be about acknowledging awareness is here. Already aware. Very little doing in that. Already aware. Experience already known. Another support for continuity outside of kind of checking or kind of encouraging awareness itself is to encourage the quality of curiosity and interest. Curiosity is a natural support for our practice. Like the naturalist. What's here? How is awareness connecting? What else is happening right now? How does this thought affect the body? How does this thought affect the mind? What's being believed? What is not being seen? Remembering that questions are a spark for curiosity, not something we have to discursively find the answer to. What's happening in this moment? What is this human experience? Confidence also supports our practice. Confidence in the teaching, confidence in our capacity, confidence that it's possible for our mindfulness to meet any experience. This too. aware of this. Already aware of this. Connecting with wisdom, borrowing wisdom from ourselves or from our teachers. This can also support the continuity, support our capacity to meet experience moment after moment. Reminding ourselves. Experiences, experience. Objects are just objects. Thought is just a thought arising in this moment. This arising is conditioned. It's nature. Of course, this is arising. Just objects arising, persisting, and passing away. Continually changing in that persisting no thing. What is the truth of this moment's experience? What is the actual experience as it actually is? Recognizing this moment as it has come to be, Yatha Bhuta, as it has come to be. Sometimes when we deeply connect with the truth of this moment, the mind can relax. There's a way that our system appreciates that truth. And can resonate with that truth as being truth. This is the experience of the moment. A changing truth, moment after moment. What is this experience? remembering awareness. Remembering awareness.